In the next year or two, area researchers are planning to build a track to test driverless and connected vehicles in Cincinnati or Northern Kentucky. Zach Hune chairs the Smart City Committee made up of regional government leaders and University of Cincinnati researchers.
You know, I really think it'll come down to what land is available and how much room they need. But what will happen at the test track is so really what they'll do is they'll try to navigate any potential problems that they see as it relates to automating transportation. You don't know what you don't know. So you use the test track as an opportunity to test different variables, to create scenarios that you know would be potentially dangerous in the real world, to navigate how the systems are going to respond to that.
The test track would be the first phase in a proposal that would connect downtown to uptown with driverless shuttles and would use similar shuttles to and from the airport. UC Assistant Professor Jossie Moss studies connected vehicles and says the technology is real and it works.
And personally, I'm very confident in that technology. And I believe, less than 10 years, there got to be, real autonomous cars running on the roadway. And actually, a lot of manufacturers are starting to claim that their cars, even these days, are able to be on the roads.
In fact, General Motors says it's going to be releasing the first car without pedals and a steering wheel next year. Cincinnati wants to be ready for autonomous vehicles by installing infrastructure sensors. Smart Cities Hune is pursuing grants and wants Cincinnati Council to support a resolution to continue pushing forward on smart transportation.
You know, it doesn't come without roadblocks, but we're doing a pretty good job in Cincinnati of creating an interdisciplinary collaborative to solve those problems.
The solutions include creating an intelligent infrastructure using fiber optic cable, like what's already in place on Ohio's US 33. Ma says the vehicles will also have to undergo some modifications.
They will be equipped with special devices that enable vehicles to talk to each other, talk to the pedestrian, talk to the infrastructure, to talk to the traffic management center.
Here's how it would work. As your vehicle is approaching an intersection, the traffic light would talk to your car to say when it will turn red and when it'll turn green.
The vehicle will automatically control its own trajectory, the speed and acceleration, and it will smoothly pass the intersection without needing to come into a complete stop.
The connectivity will be useful for everybody, not just for people in Teslas. But to provide driverless shuttles and plan for timed and off-hour deliveries, questions have to be answered.
How are we moving people? How are we moving goods? Are we doing it efficiently and effectively? Are we mitigating traffic congestion and emissions? Are we reducing accidents and saving lives and reducing injuries and things along those lines?
The Wall Street Journal reports Florida is out in front. Florida Polytechnic University is already building a $100 million test track. Another one is planned at the Kennedy Space Center. Hune is hopeful Cincinnati will make progress.
We can push back on Mark Twain a little bit, and instead of Cincinnati being 20 years behind, I think we're positioning ourselves to put Cincinnati 20 years ahead.
Other countries aren't sitting idly by. The recently released Automated Vehicles Readiness Index puts the Netherlands out front, largely because of infrastructure, followed by Singapore and then the U.S. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.